The Dwarves. Short but tough. The dwarves of modern-day fantasy date back to Norse and Germanic mythology. What we learn from the old myths is that dwarves had much in common with elves, and especially the dark elves who live underground. A dwarf is short, about 90 to 120 centimetres in height, very strong, usually has a long beard, and lives a long life in an underground kingdom. Unlike the beautiful elves, dwarves are mostly ugly and stunted, but they are also very wise and brilliant craftsmen. Dwarves are often great miners and blacksmiths. They love to mine for gold and gems, and they use the metals to create powerful and often magical swords, hammers, and axes. They like to hoard or hide their money. Also, as they live in caves that they dig out, they can see better in the dark than humans. In the fantasy game Dungeons and Dragons, this magical power is called infravision. Dwarves also like to drink ale and mead. You will often see a dwarf with a flagon, mug of ale in his hand. In many stories, they become braver and stronger in battle because of drinking alcohol. They are courageous in war and loyal to their friends. Dwarves in books. The stories about dwarves are many. Most people know about Walt Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. They have also been written about by two very important English fantasy writers, C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien. These two British men were actually friends, and it is believed that they often spoke about the fantasy stories they wrote. C.S. Lewis wrote The Chronicles of Narnia, which are now being made into films. The dwarves in his stories are born out of stone. Tolkien's dwarves appear in his books, The Hobbit and the trilogy The Lord of the Rings. The most famous dwarf in Tolkien's books is Gimli, who becomes friends with the elf Legolas. The great Swedish author Per Lagerkvist, who won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1951, wrote a book called The Dwarf. It is a fantastic story about a dwarf who is a very angry servant for a royal family. He hates all people except for his prince. We learn much about how dishonest and foolish people can be through this dwarf story. Dwarves in games. If you play online games, you will find dwarves in many of them. Warhammer Online, World of Warcraft, RuneScape, Guild Wars, and Dungeons and Dragons are only some of the games where dwarves appear. They are one of the most popular fantasy creatures.